So this is Build a Better Business, and we are talking about all of our offers over the last few weeks. And for those of you that have been with us all along, oh, here's Estella. Let's let her get up here. For you that have been with us for the entire program, we went through the whole series, and it's kind of in order on creating your value proposition statement. What is your promise to your clients? You know, what is that 30-second elevator speech, so to speak? And then from there, we went through talking about what is your story, because that's the cornerstone of your business. And then how do you serve other audiences so that you get to borrow somebody else's audience if you don't have an audience yet? And then finally, once you're doing all of that and you're starting to make connections, people are going to start saying, well, how can I connect with you? What services are you providing? And that's where then you have to start putting your offers together and you have to be ready to go. And I think what happened to me early on, just as a side note, I was doing all of the right stuff and out there and meeting people and rubbing elbows and all of that. And then I didn't have my products down solid. And I was like, well, I can do this and I can do that. And it was kind of all over the map. And so, of course, I didn't sell anything because I didn't make it super simple for my audience or my clients to buy from me. So we're talking about how to make a super clear, okay, Estella said she's going to stay over in the audience, so we'll let her at least chat with us. Hi, Estella. We can see that you're there and you're not on mute, so we can hear you. If you want to say hello real quick. She might be multitasking today. So anyway, we started to put together our products and make things very, very super clear and simple. And so the way I like to do it is think about a baseball diamond, and we have first base, second base, third base, and finally a home run. Our first base offers are usually things that are free. It's so folks can kind of get to check out who you are. I don't know about you, but if you're shopping online and you see some program that you're interested in the content, but yet you're not real sure if they're going to deliver, you have a tendency not to spend $1,500, you know, to buy the program if you've never heard anything about the program before. So you kind of want to get a taste for it first before you end up spending big bucks. And that's why these free offers are so important. Kind of like the Jimmy Dean sausage idea. You know, you get to try it first and then you walk out with three boxes because it's pretty darn good. So you end up trying a program, something free, something small, maybe a download to see if the content is what you're looking for or if you really feel it's bringing tons of value. And we're all over the map on our skill set. So maybe the information is too elementary for you. Maybe you'll tap into something and you're like, oh, I did that like a year ago. I need something a little deeper. And so you'll think, oh, maybe this isn't the program for me. Or maybe, and I don't know about you, but I've bought into a couple of programs that I wasn't anywhere near ready for. They were a little too far over my head. And so I ended up paying the money and it was good information, but I wasn't ready to implement all of that yet. And so it ended up in a folder on my desk and, you know, and I spent the money and I never really got the full value. So it's finding someone that has information on where you are. So what I've discovered is folks like to find somebody that's just slightly ahead of where they are. So they know that the person gets them, they know what information they need, but it's not so far over your head or so elementary that it doesn't fit with where you are in your journey. And so that's why these free offers are so important, because your clients think the same about you as you do when you're shopping to do some self-improvement or buy programs to help you along in your journey. So then you go on to second base. That one usually costs a little more. Once somebody taps into a free offer, you can make your second base offer right at the end of your free offer. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm buying that because that's exactly where I'm at. And that's what I need to know. And so I'm going to buy that. And then finally, your third base offer. And I like to tell everybody your third base offer should always be your bread and butter. It's the one that makes you the most money should be your third base offer. Because you don't want to give it away in the free stuff or in that low offer. You want to make this one's your money maker. And so that's the third base offer. So sometimes you have to reverse engineer it. Sometimes you have to stop and ask yourself, what is my moneymaker? let me plug that into third base. Now let me reverse engineer. If this is my third base, what could my second base or my first base be if, in fact, that is my moneymaker? And then finally, your home run. Your home run is the one that makes you want to go out and celebrate. And so for the last 2 or 3 months, we've been talking about those different offers. And so I want to introduce you to Sherry Daughter. She is my co-host on this particular program on Build a Better Business. And also, not only is she my co-host, but we've been together for some time and we've kind of grown our businesses together. And I've seen Sherry just blossom from where she started. I mean, it's just an amazing journey to watch her. And so the first thing that I want her to do is I want her to pull back the curtain, so to speak, and I want her to give us somewhat of an overview of how she even decided to start this business and kind of the journey, you know, where she started and kind of hit the high points. You don't have to get into a lot of detail, Sherry, because I want to spend more time in what you want to present today than your past. But I do want everyone on the call to have some sort of an idea of where her journey started and how it has brought her to where she is today. And then she's going to tell us about how she put together her most recent offer and how it's working for her. So Sherry, over to you.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you for attending today. And forgive me if I am swaying back and forth as we're talking because I am holding my fur baby who is falling asleep on my lap. So I am back from the microphone a little bit because he insisted that he had to jump up here right at the beginning of the call and it's normal nap time. So, you know, that's what happens when you're out doing stuff from home, right?
That's the fun part, though.
That is the fun part. And he keeps reminding me he's there. So anyway, how I began, COVID really was a final trigger. But backing up even before that is I was having some difficulty with working. I had a very physical job where I was lifting people. And in the healthcare world, and hurt one shoulder one winter and the next shoulder the other winter. And so both rotator cuffs were not the best anymore. And I started working in pediatrics, but still having to every once in a while lift people, even though I was working in the school system. And I was like, what else can I do with my life? And very frustrated, was having an argument with my spouse one night. And I just walked out the door, left the kids at home, walked out the door, got in the car, and I drove. And I live very close to an interstate. Next thing I know, I'm an hour away from home off the interstate. And I'm like, how did I get here? Where was my brain? And, you know, that kind of can be a little scary at times when you get to that point. I'm like, I need to make a change. I need to find something of value that is not just this where I was. Now, I was tired of being an employee. I wanted to find a way of making a difference. My superpower, my ideal client, the person I was trying to reach is not my ideal client today. The person initially that I was trying to reach, I was trying to close a gap that I saw in education for parents that had kids with special needs and they just didn't understand one area of writing challenge. There's a lot of things that happen in the world of occupational therapy in the school system, and a lot of parents don't understand it. And so when I was initially, my first thing that I ever did was write a book. And the book was
And that's published- where Sherry And that's where Sherry and I met, was we were in an authors group together. That's how I met Sherry.
Yeah, let me try to turn and not knock him off my lap because it was just almost out of my reach. But so, book came out in 2019, Handwriting Brain Body Disconnect. And mind you, my topic and what I talk about is learning disabilities. So it doesn't fit what everybody might think of as something that they will. It's not real estate, so it's not like a high profile area, but there is a lot of people in the world of special needs that are asking questions. What I discovered was that the teachers and the parents knew the same amount of information. So
Now,
my
Jerry, I want
target
to jump in.
audience.
I want to jump in and say one thing here. Here is a lesson that I want all of you to learn, and this is a tweetable quote, is that action comes first and clarity comes second. And so many of you don't start because you want it to be clear. Sherry started, and then she just adjusted as she went along, as she became more clear on what the needs were for her information. So, Sherry, back over to you.
Sure. So my target audience, I realize, shifted to the teacher. Now, I am an occupational therapist by trade, and here my target audience is not where I've been working. My target audience was the recipient of where I was working. And because, you talk about low-hanging fruit getting started in business, those are the people that bought into what I was doing. But those weren't the people I was trying to reach. And so I've been struggling with the people that are my low-hanging fruit that knew some of the information that I was sharing. I was creating clarity for them. They aren't the people that I was really trying to reach. So I've been struggling probably for the last 10 years on really taking that audience and moving it to the target audience. Well, fast forward to today, I have a course that's connected to book number one, but I think one of the things that really helped change my trajectory was meeting a math teacher named Jonna Lee. So if you ever hear me talk about Jonna Lee and I are like this. We were on the phone for an hour and a half right before this call today, working on another entity part of our project that we're working on. We are writing a book together. We have a course, and we're adding our third base offer because one of the things that this whole time that I have been feeling like I've been missing, but did not know, did not have any idea how to implement was the third base offer. My third base offer is something that Linda and Elise and I talked about a couple of days ago, and that is a subscription box. I now know exactly what I'm doing with it, girls. God did not let it out of my head. Once he put it in there, which came out of left field, mind you, it has stuck. And we believe that this is going to be a third base offer that is going to change our lives. But that is not what today is about. Today is about the home run offer. I think the home run offer came as she and I were really working on through what we wanted to say in our book. And it is not even completed yet. We are recording monthly during the school year. We have chosen to take July and August. We're not doing any recordings at all for any reason. And I think it's just because the flow cycle, we needed that respite period ourselves. So in here in July, we are not doing any recordings out to the public with what we're working on. We're just taking that time and regrouping, and things are gonna be much more powerful when we resume in the fall. So my school year is still the way my world works. It starts the end of August It ends May, early June. And then the summer is kind of sit back, regroup, figure out what's going to happen the next year. So I've been in this process of what am I doing for the next year?
And it's a
Now,
great time for personal development.
oh yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. So first thing I did was write a book, put a course with it. Found out, really looked back at my personal journey, contributed to a book last year. Was that last year, Kathy? 2 years ago now.
It was,
And
I think it was
in the
early last
midst,
year.
yeah. So actually, I ended up contributing to two chapters to two books last year. So I was still kind of doing that personal growth part this year. Things are all in place. I know exactly where I'm going, exactly what I need to get there. And this fall is going to blow out my husband's brain. Yes, are you done being here now? So,
Your office helper is leaving.
well, he's interrupting, that's for sure. Here, go ahead. Move over there.
So,
Good idea.
Sherry, tell us about, I know this is your third base offer, but here's what I want the whole group to know. What might be her third base offer might be your home run. What might be her third base offer might be your second base offer. It really depends on your products and services. And again, you have to ask yourself, what is my biggest moneymaker? You know, the biggest moneymaker is the one that you want to plug into your third base. So, Sherry, how did you
So,
number one, decide that it was going to be your third base? Or did you create it first and then realized it was your third base? Or did you go out purposely to create it as your third base?
we purposefully created it the sub box as our third base
Okay.
because so this is my homepage. It is my name. I did follow some of Kathy's advice and some of our coaches' advice who and ha my home page is my name. And if I head over here to courses, if I click on that, it's going to open this right here. And on this page, I have a whole bunch of second base offers and my home run offer as well. One of the things is everything's kind of all jumbled up as I add things on here. So they are not in a great order. And that's one of the things that I am working with the company to see if I can get straightened out, but it's taking a little time. So as you can see, as I page down here, we've got prices that are $12, $297. There is a digital copy of my book on the my courses page, as well as up here, there's a digital copy of Jonna Lee's book. So there is a course there for $19.99. So one of the things that I did is created a podcast. When I do a masterclass on my podcast, I keep the price of those particular masterclasses at that $20 mark. Anything that does not get put on the podcast stays up at the $297. Just a little tidbit of why that price is so different than the others. This is an audio file of John Lee teaching. This right here, do you see the difference in that price? That's our home run offer. That particular item, I will show you. I will not be able to show you all of the details of what's in here. This is a page as if you were coming on as somebody looking at my stuff. You can preview these two first things. I have to remember to fix that. So you can preview this entire first session. Okay. Then there is non-academic interventions. If you remember going back, for one of those 297s, one of the things said tier one, two, three, non-academic interventions. We took one of the 297 courses and incorporated in our home-based offer. And that is one of the things that we are doing this summer is we're taking each one of these segments and creating a standalone course. So if somebody only wants to learn about non-academic interventions, they can take that course, or they can take all of these. 120 chart, pizza
So
problem. Don't
I'm going to
worry
jump
about what
in.
they are exactly, but you
Yeah.
look, everyone has a little bit extra to it. It's not just one lesson. The thing of it is, this is not complete. We have seven more lessons to go that are going to get added onto this course for $947.
So you're bringing tons of value with the courses,
Yes.
which is the first thing that I can see. But I want to share with the group that's listening. There's if you're thinking about doing courses as part of your offers, there's all kind of platforms out there. And what Sherry is talking about is that you can create the course and then you can create something over here and then you can bundle them. So if somebody pays a higher ticket, they actually can get the bundle. And a lot of those platforms, that's built in. You don't have to be a programmer to figure out how to do that. That's all built right into the platform that you choose. And so it's simple if you want to, if that's where you want to go with your offers.
So if you think about it, all of those courses that I have for 297 are my second base offers. I have the huge one for the $947. That's my home run offer.
Now, a home run
I
offer
am
is one that makes you want to go out and have a glass of champagne. Now, it doesn't matter whether you drink or not. That's just a cliche. So, but it's the one that what makes you want to celebrate. That's your home run offer. That's the big ticket. That's the big one. And for
And
me, and again, just to give you an idea, because it can be different for everybody, my home run offer is when, because I only take 5 one-on-one coaching clients, and my home run offer is when I have an actual one-on-one coaching client. That's my home run offer.
perfect. So this course is not going to be my only home run offer. I'm actually going to be recording a six-part course live this fall that is going to turn into a second course that is also going to be $947. Each one of those individual segments is going to be their own sub course for $297. So we were also looking at this piece that was missing was a physical product to sell. And that's why the subscription box is really one of the things that fit that need. And it's going to help us really emphasize and reach out so that people have something to hold from us. And we are not going to try to grow it crazy. We are going to be targeting 10 new subscriptions every month. And those 10 new subscribers, if you multiply that by 100 at $49.95 per person per box. So for every month, they're giving us four, basically $50 times 100. Kathy, you do the math right now.
You know what? I was just thinking I wanted to do the math for everybody. That's 5,000. So
So for
again,
if
so
we
you're
get 100
saying you
people,
want 100 clients is your goal.
100 clients is our goal. That's $5,000 a month coming in after expenses split 50-50. For me, that's going to be like $2,000. That in itself is going to be enough to change my entire lifestyle.
Here's what I want to say to the group that's listening. Not only are you going to change your life, you're going to change your clients' lives by the information that they learn from you or whatever it is your products and services are.
And my
I know,
home too.
yes, I know Kyle personally. He is a realtor. He is selling real estate. And if you don't think that selling a piece of real estate at today's prices, his commission not only changes his lifestyle, but that home that somebody just bought totally changes their lifestyle. It changes where their kids go to school. And at the price point, depending on where they purchase, you know, it might change whether or not they can afford to buy a new car. It just changes their whole life. It changes their whole world. So we're making an impact on everything that we're creating. Yeah, Sherry, you have something to say. I can see it.
Yeah, sorry. I kept
No, you're good.
trying to
She's
hold off, but
excited. I
it
get
never works. It never works with me.
it.
But one of the things, because of the my target audience, if I touch one teacher. In today's world, that's 24 to 30 students. 100 teachers, that's 200, and that's 2,000 kids to 3,000 kids, plus their families. It just like magnifies one box can hit so many people because what we are targeting is the learning disabilities of dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyscalculia, which are specific learning disabilities that impact reading, writing, and mathematics. If we can get kids better understanding of reading, better understanding of writing, better understanding of math, what's it going to look like 12 years from now?
Your impact is unending. I mean, it just goes on.
So we filled a gap, and this came out of the blue. I had no idea, even like I was praying about what is the product that you want me to sell, God? And it came out of the blue, what, 2 weeks ago? And I took the free challenge, talked to Jonna Lee. We bought into their course, and I have been in there, and like the stuff is just flying out of me. It's waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, going, you've solved this problem. You've solved this problem. And we have, and we were just like on like 2 hours before this call, really finalizing some of the stuff that's going in the box. And the name of the box is 3D Teacher Relief. 3D teacher relief. Think about it. All of our teachers right now are so burdened. The burnout level right now of teachers is insane. The mandates coming from the higher ups is insane. 2024, there's a mandate with every child succeeds that was passed by Obama that every school in the country needs to be providing structured literacy to their students by 2024. When is that? That's September. It's coming to a head. And if this is just the beginning of a huge change in education, math is right on the heels. We've solved a problem before they know it's a problem. We
Now,
are
I
well
want to jump in
ready.
and highlight one thing that Sherry said. Think about what she named this product. She is calling out a pain point that the teachers are looking for a solution. And she's named her product that will attract them. Tell them the name of it again.
3D teacher relief. 3D
That word,
stands for dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyscalculia.
but the teacher relief, I mean, that is a perfect name. So you see how she is solving a problem for her target audience. That's what's going to make your target audience want to buy your products and services, is when you're solving a problem for them that they can't solve. And that's what's going to make her teachers hang in there for years. Because they're going to want all of that stuff that she's going to keep adding value and adding value and adding value, and they're going to say, there's a lot of things I'm going to cut out of my budget. That's not one of them. We're keeping that one.
And we've created an annual price, and we've created learning objectives so that it's considered under professional development. So they may even get the schools to buy their bucks for them.
And with a little bit of research, you could maybe even put together some courses that they could take for their CEUs every year.
Well, that's what our home run offer is.
Okay, so the home run offer is the CEUs. Okay, good for you.
Yes. Yes.
Here's another point to everybody that's listening on the call. No matter what your products and services are, there is an organization somewhere that requires continuing education for those persons that are licensed to continue their license. And all you have to do is tweak your product just enough to get approved to be a CEU, and you have got an actual mandatory audience. They have to take certain courses to get their credit hours in order to renew their license. And all you have to do is just create a product that solves those issues that can be approved for CEU hours. And then you can even make it go across lines. And let me give you an example before we go back to Sherry. I created a course one time about sanitation because I was in the salon industry. And it is mandatory that the Board of Cosmetology and the Barber Board passed a law that said every 2 years, because it's such a huge, huge item in cosmetology and barber is sanitation, because you're dealing with people's hair and skin and you get it. And so it was mandatory that every person that was licensed had to take 2 hours of sanitation every 2 years. Over and over and over. Just to, as a reminder, they wanted everybody to take it every 2 years. Mandatory. Well, if I'm going to create a course, what's the best course to create? One that's mandatory every 2 years. So I created a sanitation course for the Board of Cosmetology. And then I was able to get it approved for the Barber Board. Two separate boards, which have since become one. But at the time, they were two separate boards. So now I have two separate audiences. Guess what? Healthcare, home health aides, STNAs, CNAs. Guess what they had to take? Mandatory. 2 hours of sanitation. Guess what I already had in my back pocket? I had a course already made that was approved by the cosmetology board and barber board. So I went to the medical board and said, what has to be in your course? There was one thing I was missing. All I had to do was create an extra module to meet their board requirements. And now I had the entire healthcare as a mandatory audience. So think about that when you're creating something. I early on, I'll go back, I'm dating myself. When I had my BlackBerry before our smartphones, we were just starting to do online appointments, electronic appointments instead of carrying around that big appointment book. And the cosmetology industry was screaming for somebody that they could take a class to learn how to do that, because of course a lot of the cosmetologists were older and they'd done their paper book for years, and they wanted to learn that today. I mean, every 10-year-old does their calendar on their phone. But anyway, it wasn't a big thing back then. So I created a course. I got it approved through the Board of Cosmetology to show cosmetologists how to get rid of their paper book and how to automate their appointments. And I went across the nurses. I did nurses under the medical board. I did cosmetologists under the cosmetology board. I did barbers under the barber board. Then I even got it approved for accountants to teach through the account, through the accounting licensures. And then realtors wanted me to do it for the real estate. So I had this one course approved through like four different boards. So think about what it is that you can do that you can broaden your mandatory audience. And it's guaranteed income because they have to take it. And now if you can do it online and make it virtual, that's even bigger, because nobody wants to go sit in an 8-hour class somewhere, but they'll take something online that they can do kind of while they're watching TV and taking their mandatory course to get their CEUs, because everybody's multitasking these days. But anyhow, the point is that if you pay attention to what your audience needs, you can create and fill that need. And that's exactly what Sherry's doing. Okay, so Sherry, back to you.
Okay. So they don't even know they need it yet, because this math course that we have created together. Remember, I mentioned that structured literacy has been mandated by 2020. So everybody is on the literacy bandwagon. What's happening in the math world of education is they are watching, and they are working their way forward. And we anticipate within the next 5 years that the science of math is going to be the lingo that you hear. Right now, it's all science of reading. What we've created is a curriculum that will be able to be used alongside any other curriculum without any additional real materials that were needed for math. And that was one of the things that we were concerned about. In a roundabout way, yes, we didn't have any additional materials, physical products. And that's why when this subscription box idea really came to fruition, we both went nuts on it. Because the other thing that we are doing is we have created a summit. And so we're going to have a live summit in October. The subscription box is not officially launching until that event. So this is new. It is live on my website, and I know a couple people have seen it. I don't know exactly who has really paid attention to it, but I know somebody has gone to look at the checkout page to see what it really means. But
Now, talk a little
it
bit
is
about your platform because
go
you're
ahead.
using a platform where all of that is ready, is easy for you to create. Because I know on this kind of call, a lot of folks are like, okay, we get the idea. We know we have to create something in products, but what do I do? What's my first step? How do I do it? How do I create this thing?
So there's many different course platforms that are out there. Kathy uses a company called Teachable, and over the years, she's moved from a free tier to the most expensive tier. I've tried several others. I've tried Teachable, I've tried Thinkific, I've tried, make sure I get these in the right order. I tried Mighty Networks. I tried Kajabi. The program that I'm using right now is called Zendler. Zendler is Kajabi without a lot of the restrictions Kajabi has at half the price. So why I picked Zendler is everybody likes the way Kajabi lays out the course for the recipient. I liked, but yet I didn't like Teachable. There were some things I just personally didn't feel comfortable about it. And that isn't
Yeah, you
Kathy's.
can't you actually can't modify it a lot. Teachable kind of has their templates, and you kind of have to work within their templates.
And some of this, and I have one thing that I have to work out with Zendler. And that is the structure and the layout of my courses. But other than that, it has been a lot more freeing for me than some of the other platforms. Thinkific, I just didn't know that I was ready for it. It is very close to Kajabi. Kajabi, I liked, but they limited you to 9 products for an extraordinary amount of money. Girlfriend told me about the Zendler product. And she is benefiting because she sent me her affiliate link. And so she is benefiting from me being part of it. And it's not going to be very long until I have to join the premium level because of some things that we're working on. The other thing that my tech guy and I, my son, have been talking about is moving from my WordPress site that I showed you initially to a Shopify site, because now that we're going to have a subscription box, it is going to integrate better with Zendler for my courses than the WordPress site, we think. It may be that we stick with the WordPress site because it works fine, but there's a possibility that we have to go with a Shopify site. When we go with a Shopify site, that's as little as $30 a month. And we probably have to go with a higher tier because of all the things that we're doing. So when we look at products that are out there and places, what some of the things that you want to look at is, do physical products? Do they do digital products? Do they blend the products? Do they not do one? What are some of the things that you want in your home run offer? What is the platform that's going to best fit you?
And here's another thing that I want to say too. Sometimes we can get analysis paralysis. We think, oh, I'm gonna check this one out. I'm gonna check that one out. Oh, should I buy this? Should I buy that? Oh, what do you think? And you're asking everybody, and what are you using? And what should I use? And here's what I want to do. And after a while, a year goes by and you haven't launched anything because you're so afraid of launching on the wrong platform that you don't launch at all. And so I'm here to say just simply start. Because remember, the quotable quote of the day is that action comes first and clarity comes second. So go ahead and launch. And then trust me, if it's the wrong one, you'll go, oh boy, this was the wrong one. You'll
And
know
that's
rather
what I've got to
quickly.
say about Mighty Networks. That was the wrong one for me. If you have a company that is doing a lot of millennial with a lot of flashy, Mighty Networks is the right place to be. If you're an older person like me, yeah, it wasn't the right place to be.
And the real answer there is, where is your audience? You want one that your audience will be attracted to. Yes, Linda. Oh, you're on mute, sweetie.
Okay.
There you go.
Is it working? Okay. And I still have a reminder up here. There we go. One thing I wanted to point out that Sherry alluded to, because of that affiliate program with Zendler, it can be for her friend who is now benefiting from Sherry, and for Sherry going forward, that products that she uses daily in her business can be better than free if she's making commissions, particularly if it's a recurring commission for those items. And that is a great place to be, having your daily costs defrayed just by sharing the good word.
Yes, that's a great point. And so, all of us, no matter what product or service you're offering, you should have a resource page that, depending on your website, sometimes if let's say you're with an MLM where you're in a multi-level marketing situation where you're the company supplies the website, you don't really have your own personal website, you still could have a downloadable resource document that would have all of your affiliate links. So you can still take advantage of affiliates, even if you're a Mary Kay consultant or you're Avon or whatever, and you're using the actual company's website, you can still have that downloadable resource page. Sherry just put her link there in the chat. So if anybody wants to grab that to take a look at it, please feel free to do that. Linda, that was a great point. Thank you for that. So I want to open it up at this point to have any questions for Sherry. And again, share with us what it is that you're thinking you want to create, or something that you are creating, or where you are in your journey. And let's see if we can just help you take your next best step. So, anyone have a comment or question? Sherry, I would like to ask you, could you just give us the high points? What is your first base, second base, third base, and home run again?
Of an opt-in, which is my lead magnet. It is not up on my website at this time. We're revamping a couple things to get that there. I'm creating it now. So it'll be free. It will take you to the subscription box. Okay. Once you have the subscription box, then you're going to be introduced to where all my courses are. My courses kind of, depending on how you filter into my system, really they are my, I guess the subscription box is going to be my second base offer, because the courses then are either $297 or the big one is $947. So I guess that is third base and fourth base offer is the courses, because the subscription box is where they're going to get. That's where everybody is going to be getting sent. Another thing I have to learn and have to do better at once everything is set up and in place. After October, one of my biggest, my next biggest thing is creating Facebook ads so that every day of the year, somebody is seeing one is seeing the subscription box in some form or another.
See, I get that. And again, I'm going to go back to the build a better business. You're starting with what it is you want to bring to your audience. What is your value? What is your promise to your audience? Then what is your story so that they see how you decided to do this? And we all heard Sherry's story today. We see very clearly why she's doing what she's doing. And then you go on to how are you going to serve all of the other gurus out there, because oftentimes they have the audience that you're looking for, and serve in the true sense of serve. You're not going there saying, oh, let me help them out and see what I can get in return. You're literally just going to serve them, and it, and what you put out there will come back tenfold. And that's how you're going to grow your business. But then you have to make sure you have those offers in place. When people start finding you, you've got to have something for them, what they're looking for. And this is where you have to start and then get clarity. As the audience comes, you'll tweak your products and services to fit your niche. It'll your tribe will find you. I say all the time, your tribe will find you. But then once you get to that end, which is about where Sherry is now, now how are you going to send people over to it? So now you're going to be on podcasts, you're going to start blogging, you're going to be public speaking, you're going to be writing more books. It's just all the things that's going to send people back to those products, which is what's going to make you the money. And again, with her subscription box, when I was in the salon business, I needed 100 clients and I was full. 100 customers changes her world.
And I've been working with Penn State, and we have this little thing that we're working on right now. You can't see it. I'm going to pull the plug so that you can actually see it. Maybe you can see it. Maybe if I put something black behind it.
It's a clear acrylic, which is why I can see that it's got print on it. Yes.
Yep. So we've taken the logo from the podcast and we put it on acrylic. We've decided that that's probably not the best thing because I've been working with Penn State University for this. We've also been trying to put it on wood.
Okay.
And let me see. This is probably the latest version of it, but we are taking this and we're putting it up here. And thank you, Kyle. It's good to see you.
Oh, yes, I guess he's Kyle. Gone.
So this we are going to be putting back here.
Okay.
Add some color behind me. Add the logo behind me so that when we are talking at the workshops, that is prominent in my visual world. And so we're testing out right now what is the best products. So what's nice about Penn State is they have this center that allows you to test and problem solve. There's a woman that is there that is working on a very unique way of sharing jewelry. She has been working on this as long as I've been working on my stuff. We've both been in the incubator since before COVID. She is finally now getting to the point where she is finalizing her thing. So every week they have a new prototype that they're creating. Once you get to the part of the thing where your prototype now becomes mass production, they help you find the right manufacturing company and the right loans and the right whatever you need to get that business off the ground. So many of you are living in another state, not in Pennsylvania. Look at the local universities to find out what centers they have in your local university to do those kind of things. I have to stand up because I want to show you one more thing that I made with them. And I can't reach it from here.
Okay. think about a question that you have for Sherry, and then we're going to close out here in a few moments. But think about something that you might need more clarity on, or have a question on, or even just a comment for Sherry. So be thinking about that. So
3D.
I love that.
So they let me make four of them. So I have two door prizes for my summit coming up in October.
I love that.
And
And
I have
Sherry,
all.
you're getting speaking gigs, right?
Oh, yeah. I am speaking in September and October. In addition to our retreat, I have other locations to speak. One of them is in Ottawa, another one is in Texas for sure.
And you always have a standing invitation to go to Miami in April because she is an author through an author's group there, a whole separate author's group than the one where we first met. We're now in two author's groups together. But anyway, the second author's group, I also have authored a couple of books and Sherry has as well. And so we always have a standing invitation to be a stage up on stage speaker and author and do book signings. And we have just a standing invitation with this publisher in Miami, and that's every April.
Yeah, that was an with my school year, that was an awkward shift. I was expecting it to be after the school year, but now she's moved it to April, and that was a hard
Yeah.
shift
That's a
for
hard one
me.
for you. Yeah,
So
because
I
you're in the
don't
middle of your stuff.
yeah. So I don't know Georgia. I don't know your background and stuff. Was today helpful?
She's looking
Thank
for the mute.
you.
There she
Yeah,
is.
sorry, it wouldn't come up. It was immensely helpful for me. I'm transitioning out of a traditional corporate job into entrepreneurship, and this has really helped me a lot. There's been some things that have been stirring in my heart for a really long time, but not knowing how to get there. Kathy, I just want to say thank you for really hitting home base that just start, clarity will come. You know, because
Yes.
this has been birthed in my spirit for 6 years, and I've always been afraid to take a step. So this group has really given me some encouragement, some really great steps, and actually some insight on how to get my product ready. So for that, I am eternally quite grateful. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. Well, go to Kathy Binner. You can see my name here in my little Hollywood square. Go to kathybinner.com and definitely tap in so that you get all of the notifications for these events so that you can attend.
Thank you. So the other person I don't know is Ada. I don't know if you are willing to share. Did you find any benefit today?
Yeah, you do know me. It's just has been a while. You know me, Sharon. And Kathy knows me real well. Yeah,
Yes.
Linda. Yeah, I would say definitely my take home for today is definitely what George just said. And I'm glad I glad when I heard Kathy say it, I'm like, yeah, that's what I need to do, because it is the just start, the clarity will come, because I do get caught up in that paralysis. So yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. So I'll have more to say next time. I'm gonna
Ada,
start.
share with us very quickly, what is it that you want to bring to the world? What is
Yeah, I had
your
mentioned it before, but I got caught up in paralysis and distractions. So I still got to start. excuse me, you can tell my voice. I'm just getting over the tail end of a respiratory thing and sore throat and all that. So yeah, I mentioned before about it's reselling, that kind of a thing, just in a nutshell. And I talked about it in more detail in another session before. So I hope to just get started in any way soon. And yeah.
Well, touch base with me. If you go to kathybinner.com, there's a place where you can do a strategy call with me, and I'd be happy to chat with you if you need just some help to get off of the starting point.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
Yes,
much.
and Georgia, I'll extend that to you as well, Georgia. If you just go to kathybinner.com, there is a strategy call session there. That's my free offer. You can see how that all fits together, and along with this free meetup. And so you can tap in if you just want to talk to me one-on-one. And I'm sure Sherry would be happy to talk with anyone if what she is offering kind of aligns with maybe something you want to do, some sort of courses or again, she's podcasting, she's doing public speaking. So feel free to reach out to either one of us.
Yeah. Ada, do you do any wholesaling with your reselling?
No, I have to start. I'm Sherry, so I have. I will be interested in like in the beginning. I just want to get started, and I have some inventory, and so work with that. But down the line, I have other things I would definitely be open to consider once I get my feet wet and things like that. So I'll be open to some different options and trying to decide which of those best would be the best.
So that's part of the subscription box is learning how to wholesale. That'll be my next big thing that I'm learning how to do. So, well, we'll
Hey.
see how it flies.
And for those of us that are in the real estate lane, their wholesaling and our wholesaling is two different things. Just so you know.
Yes, absolutely,
The
absolutely.
philosophy is the same, though. The philosophy is the same. It's just different product. Georgia, I want to circle back to you again. What message or what product or service is it that you want to bring to the world?
So currently, I am looking how to. My heart has been, I need to be able to generate cash, right? So I think I'm doing twofold. One, I am going to be doing some virtual bookkeeping. So that can be generating some cash for where my heart's at. And that really is pastoral care and ministry, restorative recovery. And helping people to be able to live out, their faith in both corporate as well as religious settings, So that's where my heart's at, to help people for a nut in a nutshell, trauma recovery. And I'm equipped to do that.
And again, once you start, your tribe is going to find you. And here is the message that I have for Georgia and Ada, because I know everybody else on the call and I know everyone else has already started. But for Georgia and Ada, here's the message for you today. Your audience, your tribe is already there. They're already out there and they are needing what you are offering. And they are waiting for you. So your audience and your tribe is already there, which is why, Georgia, this is on your heart, because your tribe is already asking for what you're giving.
Thank
Is
you.
that helpful?
It is, and because it takes away some of the intimidation factor, right? That I don't have to conjure it up. I mean, I do have to do the work. I do have to become a subject matter expert. I do have to be accountable in the midst of that and make sure that what I'm doing is edifying and life-giving and in order. But that was been, I think Ada used the term, and I just want to give you thanks. I'm going to steal it from you, but just that intimidation can be paralytic, right? So when you're afraid, when you don't know how to start, when you don't know the steps, you have all of this stuff moving, how do you make progress in the midst of clarity, right? So yeah, I don't want to have to continue to restart. What's the main thing? Find the main thing and perfect it and then move on, I guess.
And again, you can't do that until you start.
That's true.
I know, I get it. It's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I know. And for this group, and we've done this exercise, we created our VPS, our value proposition statement. We've created what our promise is to our tribe, to our audience. And then as we've started, we've gone back and adjusted that. Sherry, how many times have you rewritten your VPS?
I don't know. I've lost count. At
So that's
least
the point.
50.
The fact that you say, here's what I'm going to offer to the world, and then a month from now you go, I need to tweak that already because I'm finding that this is more what my audience is looking for. So now I need to make my VPS match where I'm actually headed. And it's just like the analogy that we give all the time. When you're walking down the path, you can't see what's around the bend. So you don't know whether you're going to go right or left because you don't know yet. But when you finally get to the bend in the path and you can see the road ahead, then oh, I need to go to the right, or oh, I need to go to the left. So you don't know till you start. And that's why we say you have to start first and then just go back and constantly tweak your business to kind of follow the path that you're going. Because again, your tribe will find you and your tribe then will bring you along exactly where you need to be. So we heard from Georgia and Ada. Linda, any comments?
Yeah, I actually had two questions for Sherry. Just have to flip my little page here. And once again, Sherry and I are in the same state. So my question is very specific. However, probably many states, and I think Ohio would be very strong on this, for having incubators of some sort for small business. But my question is, does Penn State help with like logo development? Because like you might have already had your logo to pop onto that acrylic piece, but they'll help with the logo development.
Yes. And Penn State also has legal things that they will also help you do trademarking and those kind of things. They have a wide gamut of things at Penn State.
Yeah.
Now, every university has their own little tweak. I actually work with 4 different universities. They each do something different. With Penn State, it's the legal pieces and it's how to use my logos for different reasons. With Alvernia, they were helping me really with some clarity along the way and helping me on the back end do some searches to find my audience and find their email addresses. So they were helping me not with making sales calls, but helping me find the email addresses and the phone numbers of people to call. I was working with Kutztown University. Kutztown University, and this is something that you might benefit for, Linda, since you're also in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a thing called the Small Business Development Center, SBDC. I don't know that it's goes beyond Pennsylvania, and I know that there are several locations around the state. It started at Kutztown, but they now have branches in different universities around the state. So check out the Small Business Development Center. They actually are helping me tweak some of my social media and write my business plan for the next set. We've also been talking, they helped me get my EIDL loan, and we're talking about ways to pay it off early. So I don't get a big chunk and like be paying on it for 30 years, which is one of the things that you can do if you really want to. And now most recently, I know Albright is coming into the picture with some of the stuff that I've been working on. We haven't been as affluent and direct connected, but they have a lot of connections with school. K to 12 high school and intern relationships. Mm-hmm. And actually I did have a high schooler create a jingle for me. That's as far as it got. Cause one of the things I was asking for was it to be recorded, but I'm not necessarily going to be using that jingle at this point anyway. But one of the things was that they have high school interns that help you. And there might be some universities that would be connected with Albright that might be able to help you. So those are the 4 universities here in Berks County where I live that, and they all have a different avenue of how they help relate students and businesses across the community. So check out your state and find out if it has there. So Linda, that answers that. Did you have another question?
I did. It has to do with your subscription box. So you had mentioned that you had been casting about for an idea for how to have a physical offering. However, I know that you had mentioned the other day that a subscription box could be digital as well. And I was wondering, is this fully a physical thing? And what kind of physical things are you able to offer? And do you have a digital aspect to what you're offering too?
Yeah, I didn't really take time to show you that it's laid out in my sales page. I've found a supplier to provide decodable books, which are based on structured literacy, which is the whole dyslexia world. So I have a very close, much of an acquaintance who we're probably going to get a lot closer, who lives about an hour and somewhat away from me. She's in King of Prussia area. She owns a publishing company. The only thing that they publish are decodable books.
Wow.
So decodable books are going to be one of the things that I offer. I specialize in the dysgraphia, but I'm going to pull from the resources of my podcast. I'm doing product reviews. Those products, if I can get donations or wholesale pricing from the people that I'm doing book review product reviews on, I'm going to be including their products in the box. And from the math perspective, it's all about the course. From the digital perspective, a lot of that material is going to be coming from what Donnelly and I are creating and having resources available online. And it might be that one of the suppliers that we work with has something digital that they want to put up. So that would go up as well.
Utilize each other. And that's what I hear Sherry saying. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a team. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of us on this call, we can actually help lift each other up, even with our products and services. And for example, I'm doing this free call as one of my free on my website. But by bringing Sherry on, I'm just going to pull the curtain back. By bringing Sherry on, not only do all of you get to meet Sherry and you get to see what her products and services are, because chances are everybody on this call knows a teacher, or they are a teacher, or you know, or they know that somebody that could use Sherry's services. It's a way that I can help promote Sherry. But look at the value that she brought to this call on building a better business. So you see how the two of us together are adding value to, because our audiences overlap, but yet I don't have a lot of teachers in my tribe, but I have a lot of folks that want to build a business in my tribe. And so by Sherry just expressing her experiences and her background, she brings a ton of value to the table. So you see how that all fits together.
And Kathy likes it when I come on because I've got some of the tech stuff mm-hmm. solidified that a lot of people get confused on. Mm-hmm. And I don't have it all together, mind you. But yet that is one of the areas that my son and I together have been able to excel.
Yes.
Great having your son in your back pocket there.
Yeah. And for those of you that missed last month, Elise shared a great experience and her products and services. And so please go back and listen, and you can get to it through the KathyBenner.com website. And you can go into the actual Build a Better Business, the entrepreneur section of the website, and you can find her replay that we recorded last month on what she brought to the table. So Elise, any comments or questions for Sherry, and then briefly describe what you did last month for the folks.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. And Sherry, great job. I am super excited that in that short time, like how fast you can manifest things. Like I was definitely, it's inspiring to say the least, because especially the last couple of days, it's been like, well, where do I want to go with the vision? And like that pivots are okay. Cause it took you a while to figure out your offers. But then now it's waking you up like, yeah, I got this. I've solved the problem. I know it's here. So one, great job on that. I really appreciate it. I think my question was definitely along with Linda's, where it was wondering if you were going to be doing 3D projects or, you know, products to be going in boxes. But I know we had talked about digital. So just kind of stirring in the mind pot on what I can do with digital wise too, to kind of spin that with mine. So again, thank you so much for your like inspiration on that.
Well, thank you. So Penn State only allows you to do four products that are like final prototype kind of things.
Right.
So from here, this, I need to find a wood supplier that has the laser. I now have the prototype in my computer. So I have the file. I need to go to somebody and say, how much will it cost to buy coasters and make this?
Sherry.
And I have them. I have the person. I went to high school with her. I've known her forever. Okay. My problem is she just sent a text the day I was going to reach out to her to say that her father's on hospice. So I'm pausing and waiting a little bit for her to have the family issue resolved.
However, Elise, you and I both know Chris Utter. Chris just bought the machine and he's doing that wood laser burning right here in Columbus, Ohio. And he's brand new. Ooh, and he,
if she doesn't resolve her dad's, you know, if dad, I may still take you up on that because John Lee can pick him up for me.
Yes. But anyway, Chris Utter, he's right here in Columbus and he just started a business doing that.
Thank you.
Like being in the area. Yeah. Being in the room with the people.
Elise, share real quick just what it was that you presented on last month.
Yes. Yeah, so it was a great conversation about task management and just kind of the life cycle of all the important things that you need to do. Kind of getting organized and like being able to assemble your business in a way that automates for you so you're not always doing the daily tasks. Because even an assistant needs an assistant. I can't remember everything. I can't always be everywhere. And if you're working within your business, you can't be working on your business doing like those money-making tasks. So a quick conversation on that and task management, getting to eating the frog, and then just some shared resources on ClickUp and videos on how to use some of my favorite platforms like ClickUp and Calendly.
Anyway, that is on a replay. So check that out. You can go to, if you just Google Kathy Benner, I'm the whole first page on Google, and you'll see all of our podcasts there. And it's the last Build a Better Business podcast from last month. That's the one you want to look up and you'll find Elise's replay there. Yeah. Good job. Thank you, Elise. Estella. Hi, how are you? Oh, you're on mute, you're sweetie.
You're off.
There you go.
I'm fine. I had one heck of a time getting in, so I will definitely go back and listen to this replay. But what I heard was so rich in terms of some of the steps that she took to get her system up and running and the things that that she's doing. I looked at her website. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Did you sleep?
Confession. True confession.
Sherry is a mover and a shaker, let me tell you.
I am in bed by 9 o'clock, 10:30 at the latest, but I am up and I start working by 5:30, 6 o'clock every day. And it's because I am up and I am raring to go and my family thinks I'm crazy.
Well, you're not, because it's going to pay off. Oh my goodness. And you know, one of the things that you were talking about and of course, Kathy, you know, chimed in on and just took it to a whole nother level was the fact that what you're doing and the lives you're going to be changing for the better. I mean, that just resonated with me so deeply in terms of when you touch the one teacher, how many other lives you're going to be able to help. Because people,
it's amazing, isn't it?
They're terrible when they don't have the information that you have to offer them. The teachers are. I taught for University of Phoenix for 11 years, and I'm telling you, seeing people write papers and whatnot, I'm like, there's a problem here. And now knowing you, I know what the problem is. So the freedom that you can give to people. I am just so impressed and overwhelmed. I just thank you, Kathy, for who you are and what you do in terms of helping us all and bringing people like, you know, Sherry and Linda and Elise, you know, just so that we are a true mastermind. I am just so revved up. I'm ready to go and I'm ready to call you, Kathy.
Well, definitely call me. And Estella has a great product. Share with the group what your product is, Estella.
Well, what I do is I help people have access to a resource that everybody needs and hardly anybody has, which is legal services for just under $1 a day. And, you know, we do things all day long, well, in life. And many times we get taken advantage of. It's cheaper to get taken advantage of than to fight for your rights. And we remove that barrier. We help both small businesses, individuals, and we also serve employees and CDL drivers. But we'll learn more about that next week. I mean, next month.
And I love to say with Estella, it's like having an attorney in your back pocket.
Yes. You know, when you have a our service, I tell business owners, you know, large corporations, they have a staff of attorneys. And so when situations come up, they just, you know, hey, what's going on? With our services, our owners, business owners, it's like having your own law firms at the tap of an app on your phone. And you can call them as much as you need to without getting a bill. Mm-hmm. For
because are you ready for this, folks? It is a membership site.
It's a subscription.
It's a subscription, just like, yep.
We don't put people in a contract. Matter of fact, we help people get out of contracts that they don't want to be in. And it's really, you know, it's a blessing. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, you can see I'm pumped up. And this is one of my team members now.
I love it. Well, we have gone over. I appreciate everybody hanging in there with us today. This was a lot of great information. I love, and I got to chat with everyone in a little bit. And Linda, you had a couple of questions and comments for Sherry, but I didn't get you to share with the group what it is that you bring to the table. And I want you to be able to do that before we go.
Oh, thank you for that. There's kind of two things. There's the overarching idea of all that I do that is under the idea of I choose abundance, and my domain, I have that domain, and anybody can go to ichooseabundance.com, see a bunch of my links and find out things that I'm into. And one specific area of that involves legacy, and I help people create their own unique end of life plan so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden. And I have courses and workshops and free PDFs that people can just begin to get involved. And I'm going to be starting a meetup very soon where we'll be talking on topics related to that regularly so that people can get some ideas and some help. And one other piece of that is digital assets. Most people have no idea how vulnerable they are to losing all of their digital assets. And if they were laid up or passed away, chances are very high that their heirs would never be able to access or would have to go through great costs in the court system to try to access those digital possessions of the parent or relative who passed away. So there's just gobs and gobs of value that I help people with in that area. And that meetup will be giving a lot of help to people. So I think I'll stop there. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome. So yeah, I'm in the real estate industry. That is my passive income, is my rentals. And I'm meeting with a gal today whose mother passed away. The mother became ill, so she and the sister moved into the mother's house with the mother. And so now the mother has passed away and the house immediately went into probate. And so now both sisters with their kids have to immediately get out. And they have no way to save the house because there was a marriage a few years back that now has stepchildren involved. The father or the stepdad passed away first, but his name is still on the deed of the house. And now the mother has passed away and they can't even find his children to sign off. So it could be that the state ends up getting that house because they cannot find a way to liquidate it. They've contacted several attorneys and the attorneys say that's not in their wheelhouse to track down family members whom they don't even know their names. The stepkids were grown and gone and married with married names in other states before this mom and dad married each other. And so now the children of the mom have no idea who the children of the dad even is. And his name is on the deed and the mom's name is on the deed and they can't figure out how to get it through probate. So yes, you see why our tribe is already out there needing our message. So Anyway, that's just a perfect example. So anyway, we're going to try to help them with an apartment, and so that they have a place to land where they know that they can live there, they can get their mail there, their kids can go to school there, and then they're going to just see what happens to this house. I know. And there's
do they have an attorney?
They're trying to find an attorney. She's called numerous attorneys, and the attorneys don't want to take the case.
Well, I don't know if Legal Shield would or not, but one thing I can say is for less than $1 a day, an attorney will counsel them, and mm-hmm. it won't cost them anything more than their subscription. And they're going to have a lot more issues than just that house.
Yes.
So if they can afford $29.95 per month, they need to get the service.
I will mention that today because I'm going to meet with her today.
And not a lawyer, because they're going to be dealing with all kinds of different issues.
Yeah, I will mention that to her today because I'm going to meet with her at 5:30 today. And again, they're trying to just land somewhere so that they can get settled in and get the kids ready for school in August, and then let the house just fall where it will. But, you know, again, they've got a long road ahead of them. So thank you all so much for being on today. I appreciate you all so much. Put it on your calendar. We're here every Monday at noon. Do keep tabs on my homepage, which is kathybinner.com. There is a calendar link there that you can actually see all of our events on an actual calendar. And you can just click through on the calendar to get the codes and all of that, because we have moved off of Monday at noon a time or two because of some holidays that fall on a Monday. And so that way you can see exactly where we've moved to and the date and time and all of that. So the calendar is the best place to find all of our links. So thank you for being with us. And the replay will be put into the Academy probably by tomorrow morning. So thank you so much, everyone. And we'll see you later.
Great information.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.